Welcome to
In It Together.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Courtney. And this is our podcast where we discuss mental health and self-improvement from a couple's perspective.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello again. I'm happy to be here. Can you tell? We always talk about that, but I really am.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy too, because we, this is something I wanted to share with you. With our audience, right? Well, you know already, but we just celebrated our 17th anniversary.
Wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary, because we've been together for longer than that, obviously.
22 years in February.
Yeah, I know you would know that.
Yep.
But I just wanted to take the moment to tell you how much I do truly love you. You're an inspiration, not only to our listeners, but to me. And it's been, I can't say it's been not a rough and tumultuous 17 years. But there's no other person in this world that I wouldn't take this journey than you.
Oh, I love you very much. That was very vulnerable and sweet of you. I love you just as much as you love me.
Okay, so enough of that.
Yeah, let's, ew.
Let's move on. What we're talking about today.
Yeah, what are we talking about today?
This is something that's really close to our hearts because we've been on both sides of this particular coin.
Yes.
And it's a topic that I think is pertinent to a lot of people that a lot of us are going through or have gone through or will go through. And it's something that I think not enough people are talking about. So I think it's an important subject. And what we're talking about today is parental estrangement.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're not taking sides today. We're going to explore both sides with compassion and empathy. And you know what? Because we've been on the receiving end of both sides, we can actually speak from both sides. And I feel like parental estrangement meant something different when we were only on one side of the coin. And now that we've been on both, having the experiences that we'll talk about, I think we've got some stuff to talk about and to say, and I think it's going to resonate for a lot of people.
No, definitely. And there's always two sides to every coin. And I've said this to you numerous times with numerous different subjects. There's always a second side that you can look at, and that's important. It's important to see any subject from both perspectives because that's what gives you a clean idea of what's really going on. Because if you can't see the other side, the other perspective, then you're only getting half the story. And with half the story, you're not getting a full picture of what's going on. And that's what we're going to try to create here because we've been on both sides of this, right? We've been the parents that our child decided that, you know, needed some time away and needed some time away from us to find themselves. And I don't have a relationship with my mother for reasons we'll kind of get into. And your father.
Yeah, it's crazy as my dad's the one that cut me out of his life. So estrangement is so much more complex than just, oh, my adult kid cut me out of their life. It's multifaceted and there's a lot of nuance.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're going to try to broach here, right? It's a big topic. It's something that like you said, it's multifaceted. So we're going to try to attack it from different angles and see the different points.
So as everybody knows, I spent a lot of years helping families navigate this invisible grief. It's really hard because it's ambiguous. You know, how do you grieve someone that's still alive, still walking around, still healing on this planet? You know, it's invisible, right? How do you explain pain that is on the inside? And so I think for a lot of years, I had worked with just one side. But then when I started to see both ends, like right now, you know, I have families I work with. I work with the adult children that don't have contact with their parents. And I actually work with a lot of parents that don't have contact. And I've been able to see the grief that is on both sides. And so if I could say anything, it would be that both sides are grieving. Even though they may feel completely so far apart from one another, they do share something. There's a commonality that they're sharing, and it's grief. You know, it's just very interesting dynamic. And I'm glad that we're talking about this because we do see a lot about this. We do hear a lot about it. Oh, it's the going no contact. Oh, where they're just cutting everybody out of their lives. But no one's really digging into it. And I feel like it's time. It's time we have that tough conversation.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk a little bit about, like, how this happens, right? Because again, we're talking about several different sides to this. So let's kind of break it down here, right? So there's obviously the children, because of traumatic events, possibly because of whatever the circumstances, decide that they cut their parents out of their life. They distance themselves. So that's one facet. Where there's a second facet, where there's the parents that, for whatever reason, have decided that their children are, you know, toxic or you know, something that they can't live with. So they decide that you know, the relationship isn't worth pursuing. So they decide that they don't want any contact with their children. So how does this happen? Let's just delve a little bit into that nuance.
Well, first of all, we need to understand that parental estrangement can be and have different levels. First, it could be emotional. Like, you can just feel very distanced from your child. Maybe your adult child or your parent, depending on what side you're on, they're present in your life. You see them from time to time, but you just can't connect with them. There's that emotional, this is my life, stay out of it, but they're still there. Then there's the physical estrangement, like where you don't see them. They're not in your life. You might talk to them sometimes on the phone or what have you, but there's just that physical distance. And then there's just relational cutoff where there is nothing. And something that I want to say is that estrangement isn't always permanent and it isn't always unhealthy, which is what I've learned now. It's not always unhealthy. And we've seen an increased rate with millennials and Gen Zs, and we're seeing this come up. But what I'm hearing and what I can share is that the ones that had to make the decision to cut off, it comes down to this fundamental need of, I'm not being seen, I'm not being heard, I'm being invalidated, I can't get through to them, and I'm exhausted. And so the only thing that I can do to save myself is to cut myself back from this. I mean, ultimately, I've heard that on both ends.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because you're right. Inherently, this isn't good or bad. In certain situations, it is healthier. And again, this is something that we've gone through ourselves, right? It wasn't that we were bad parents or that we did anything wrong, but our daughter needed her time away from us to find herself, because, you know, we were a bit much. We're a bit much with each other. So, you know, she needed that space, and we needed to offer her that grace for that, right? Where in, let's say, my situation, where I've cut my mother out of my life. And this goes back to our podcast about, you know, people are people. Mm-hmm. There's certain points in your life that you, I don't want to say, I guess you can say, sometimes you outgrow your situation. You are open to things that you morally maybe, or just generationally, you know, the way things operate or what your moral compass becomes floats away from what you, how you were raised, and your parents might be stuck in that. And this is the situation that I find myself in, right? There are certain things, there are certain boundaries that I feel I don't want in my life. And I definitely don't want to instill any of those older values in my children's life. And that's why I made that active decision to cut my mother out of my life, because I did not abide by the things that her belief system, the things that she was doing, and I didn't want that to affect me and didn't want that to affect my children. And for that reason, I decided to cut her out. And again, it is a personal choice, obviously. And it wasn't so much to hurt her or anything against her. It had more to do with the self-preservation of me and my immediate family.
Now, I got a question for you. Would there have been anything that she could have done differently that would have prevented that? Was there something that you were missing that could have said, you know what, I don't have to go to this extreme?
I think for my case, and I don't want to make my case like the rule of thumb, obviously, because obviously we've talked about this. My mother has shown narcissistic tendencies, and those in particular, you know, and we've talked about this on other podcasts. I was the golden child, the preferred child in the family, and I saw how that affected my brother. And I saw that same dynamic with my two older children. So I saw that already starting to happen again. And
you mean preference over the older two versus your younger two?
Yes. So there was a lot of these dynamics that I could see happening again. And I brought certain things up to her, but I don't think she was in the space. When we've talked about this again, right? This journey has been long, right? I've been on this self-improvement journey for a long time. I've made countless mistakes, but I've learned from those mistakes. And what was lacking from her in particular is the ability to learn from her mistakes in a way that...
Am I hearing from you like a willingness to be wrong, a willingness to admit? I mean, we've heard that, but I guess it was a willingness to be wrong to the extent of I'm willing to listen, to learn and be correct versus this is just how I am and I'm sorry for that. And then continuing down that same path. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. You nailed it, because okay. That's exactly where, and this is why I love you so much, because you truly understand what I'm thinking, what I'm trying to say, right? And you nailed it. It's not so much any particular action. It was the unwillingness to take accountability and make the changes necessary once you've recognized those faults.
Yeah, and I think this happens a lot. Some parents can get to the point of responsibility versus accountability. Now, they're not the same. Responsibilities, I did that. Accountabilities, this is what I'm going to do to change it and how I'm going to work on it. So it sounds like your mom did take responsibility. I would hear her, tell you at times, I'm sorry for this and I'm sorry for that. But it wouldn't go to the accountability piece of like, okay, if these things caused this, here's what I'm going to try to do different. And here's what I'm willing to do. How can I meet you halfway? It was more just like, I did that and I'm sorry for that, forgive me. And it stopped there. And I think that right there is what parents need to understand, is because some parents will say, I said I'm sorry. I know I didn't do my best. What else do they need to hear from me? And it's like, they don't need to hear anything from you. They need to see from you. The accountability is the action piece, right? What you're going to do different. So I get that and I can see that. I'm glad we talked about this, because I feel like this is the missing nugget that people need to understand. And there's a whole way to go about that.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's absolutely, the reasoning behind that disconnect. And you're 100% right. And that's the missing piece that people need to understand in terms of that dynamic. As a parent, we need to hold ourselves accountable to the mistakes. So obviously just recognizing the mistake is one thing, but actually taking steps to correct it is something that takes a lot more will. And that's what we need to, as parents, we need to do, or I expected my mother to do, which never came. So just changing the page here, let's talk a little bit about like what you've experienced, and let's talk about the dynamics there.
Well, this is crazy and it's wild. And I just wanted to touch upon our oldest for a little bit, just for a couple minutes here. When she needed to take her space, and when you said we were too much, we did too much for her, right? How, pulling up, doing this, doing that, helping to solve problems and stuff. It didn't give her the opportunity to grow and learn the ways that she needed to. Not because we did anything bad, but we did too much, which is what made it really hard for her to have to take that time, because she later told us, I mean, she's back now. She was like, how was I supposed to say I have a really good family that does everything for me? I mean, it was really hard for me to step away from that, but I needed to so that I could prove it to myself. And we took responsibility, but then we went to the accountability. What can we do better now? We can see how that affected you. Okay. And we didn't lean on, well, my intention was never to hurt you. We left on the fact that it was the impact. If I'm doing everything for you under the sun, what's the message I'm giving to you? I'm incapable unless you're next to me. So that's what it came down to. And guess what? There are a lot of parents where we are. There are a lot of parents that weren't abusive. There's a good amount that just did way too much. And that's why they're fixating on, but I've done everything. And it's like, okay, but what message? You got that message before I did. Let's be real. I was like, no, I don't think about that, but that's it. So there was that. I just wanted to add that. But in terms of me.
That was excellent. And before we move into this, let's kind of stay here a little bit, because you're 100% right. That's what happened in our situation. And that's what happens a lot of times, right? We try to do, and this is, this is something that we had to come to our own realization, that we try to do because of the fact that we came from how we came.
Right.
Right. Into the parents we had, right? Especially, me with, I'm a little older, obviously, and it's just a different time period, right? Different time frame. And, you know, there wasn't any accountability, you know, it's in terms of like, in terms of how we were raised, we didn't have parents that took any accountability or responsibility for that matter in a lot of cases, right? So we overcompensated a lot in our parenting, and we wanted to be there and be over-supportive where we were never being supported, right?
The reality was, is we needed a rescue. We did. We needed that. We needed someone to do we needed help. Our kids didn't. She didn't have those struggles.
Exactly. So
crazy.
Our overcompensation from how we were raised.
Smothered her.
Exactly. Smothered her. And that happened. And then again, she just needed to take her space, not because we were bad parents, but because she needed to find her own voice, her own path, her own journey. She needed to find herself without, like we talk about parenting and scaffolding, right? We weren't scaffolding. We were direct supports, right? Yeah. You know, we became crutches. Yeah, we became crutches for her. So she had to stand, she had to lean on us for everything instead of allowing her to sway and go up the way she needed to go up. And that's a lesson that we had to learn. Luckily, I'm hoping we learned that lesson.
I think we have. And you want to know the best part? If this gives anybody hope, she's come back and she's been able to scaffold healing for us in different ways because she's had X amount of years by herself and now she's here. And the value that that's brought to the family, it wasn't permanent, but it was needed. And space is okay, you know? So I'm glad we're talking about this and sharing that because, you know, the interconnectedness is someone's going to relate to this. Maybe it'll give someone hope. Maybe it'll give an adult child hope that maybe my parents can come around. You know, maybe it'll give a parent hope like, crap, I have taken responsibility, but not accountability. And maybe I need to take it a step further. And so talking about this is healthy.
So let's now delve into that last facet of it. So let's talk about your particular situation with your father. And how did that situation come about?
So if you've listened to our older episodes, we kind of talked about family dynamics. My mom passed when I was younger and all that fun stuff. And it's not fun, but here we are. My father was in and out of my life. And it wasn't until my mother had passed away that I really started to build a relationship with him. I was about 19 at that point. And, you know, in and out of my life. He was just, I don't even know how to explain. I can't even describe it, but very childish, very immature, very selfish. It was just a tough relationship where I was constantly trying to navigate how I could connect with him. And I would always have to like revert back to like a younger version of myself. It was just hard. It was hard to emotionally connect with him. He was closed off. And I didn't realize that now until I'm processing out. He'd do anything for me. Something was wrong with my car. I needed this. I needed that. But there was just an emotional block. And he was also very, very mean at times. And that was hard for me. And then I had my own kids and I started to go through this whole process. But within like a couple years ago, you know, he cut me out of his life. And it was because I was trying to help him. He's vulnerable. He's in a situation. I saw him being taken advantage of, and I was just trying to give him everything he never gave me, which was protection, which was someone to listen, which was someone to look out if you have your back. And, you know, I treated him, I gave him that role of, even though he didn't earn it, he was my father, but not my dad. Even though he didn't earn it, I was going to pull up and I was going to do that because I just wanted my dad. And he gave me the boot. And ultimately it came down to, I'm going to choose you or I'm going to choose the girlfriend that I'm with, even though I felt however I felt about that. And I just wanted him to be safe. I just wanted him to be protected and make good choices for himself. And so he told me to stay out of his life. And I did. And you know what? I don't think that that's going to change.
I could see how hard this is for you to even share this.
Yeah.
And I understand. And we've you know, talked obviously through this situation.
Yeah, but this is the first time I'm talking about it publicly.
Absolutely. So it's tough, and I understand, and just understand that I'm here for you, you know, no matter what, you're safe, and none of this has anything to do with you.
Yeah, I realize that.
And that's the point that I and again, for any of our listeners, if you're a child where your parent has cut you off for whatever reason, that has more to do with them than it has to do with you. So
there are far few kids. I mean, sometimes you might have a kid that, you know, there is some dangerous things, but we have to understand that's a very, very, very small percentage, you know? So
no, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Thank you for being supportive and kind and giving me that space. Cause this is tough for me to talk about because it doesn't make sense. But what does make sense is that I'm healthier without it. And so this is where estrangement is needed because there's protective factors that are in place. I couldn't stay trying to fight for someone that didn't want me, because what would that have shown my children? You know, and at the end of the day, that's not how it needed to be. So, you know, I'm glad we talk about this, because parental estrangement isn't just adult kids cutting off their parents. You know, sometimes it's on the other end, you know, and having this conversation and bringing light to that. You know, there is an area that we didn't talk about, and I don't know if I'm just trying to avoid having to finish this part up, but I do have a thought. So if there's anything else that, you know, on this area that we need to talk about, great. But I do have a thought I want to go into, and I need to make sure that I'm not, you know, avoiding this, because, yeah, this is yucky.
No, go ahead. Bring up your thought, because we're...
Oh, my thought is there is another reason we didn't talk about. There's something called DV by proxy. And sometimes parental estrangement happens when one parent weaponizes the child against another one and puts some thoughts into that kid's head that this parent is awful. It used to be called parental alienation, but it's actually DV by proxy now, because it's a form of domestic violence, because it's used for control. And I just wanted to talk about that, because that does happen a lot, believe it or not, especially when there's a divorce or a contentious relationship. The children can sometimes be weaponized to hurt the other parent via the parent that's doing the control. And I just wanted to mention that, because it is something, you know, that we don't talk enough about.
Well, this is something that's, again, personal to us. Because that's something that's happened to us, because I have an older son that we don't really talk about very much, but he's been estranged from us for very long, since he was 17 years old. And that's exactly what happened in that situation, right?
Yeah. I swear I wasn't trying to, like, get you all emotional either. But yeah, I had to talk about it.
I'm sure that wasn't the case.
No, it's legit.
No, but you're right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's something that I probably would have glossed right over. But it is something that happens a lot. It's not reported as much as it should be, but it does happen, especially in divorce situations where the one parent weaponizes the other child. And it's an unfortunate situation, obviously. It's something that, again, that we've experienced, and it's tough. Parental estrangement is a tough subject. And
it is.
What we wanted to do is kind of bring this stuff to light. This is definitely something that we'll probably have to do continuous podcasts on, just to cover all the different facets.
Absolutely.
What I want to do is, right now, if you are experiencing some form of this, whether you're the parent, the child, or whatever, you're doing a workshop on this, we highly, highly recommend.
Oh, absolutely.
That you check out the in the description. We'll have a link to the workshop that you will be launching. So definitely, if this is a subject that you're dealing with or grappling with currently, I think it's something that would be very helpful.
Absolutely. And I put it together because we've been there. And so it's 9 modules. It's for whether you're the parent, whether you're the adult child, you're someone near between. It's a module that works you through each one, step by step, explaining what it is, why it happens, if repair is safe, what that looks like. If you're the adult child, the work that needs to get done. If you're the adult parent, the work that needs to get done. Tangible videos, modules, follow-up work, shadow work, letter templates, everything that you need to get yourself to a better point. Because at the end of the day, healing through this parental estrangement isn't just for, you know, hoping to repair, because sometimes there isn't a bridge, right? So what we want to know and what we want to need to do is, how do I heal myself from this? And then sometimes that creates safety where a bridge can be made at that point. And so I put it together, and I think it's fantastic. Regardless of where you are, you're going to learn both sides. And when we know both sides, what does that mean? So instead of just taking a parental workshop on, like, what it's like to be the parent, you're going to see the child's side. And if you're a child, you're going to see the parent's side. And at the end of the day, that's where true connection takes place, is when you have contacts. And so that's what it's going to help you do.
And that's where real healing takes place. And again, it isn't always going to lead back to that relationship. But what it can do is help you heal, whether you're a parent or child that's experienced this or is experiencing this, then at least you'll have a way to heal through it, grow through it. It'll become part of your journey and not something that weighs you down for the remainder of your lifetime.
It's the accountability piece. If you're missing accountability, that's where it is. So there you go.
All right, we're going to end it here. And I hope you guys got some good information. You got some good insight into what parental estrangement is. And if you're dealing with this, definitely check out the workshop. And also, you guys, if you're in my Patreon, we'll be doing the even more. So I'll see you then.
So guys, if you aren't following me already, you can find me on TikTok at ask.courtney, on Instagram at askcourtney_, and on YouTube at askcourtney. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future podcast, you can reach us at podcast@epiphanymedia.com.
We'd love to hear your stories, guys, so make sure to reach out. And as always, we're all in this together, so stay safe.
Remember, there's no shame in asking for help.
Till next time.